Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andy Kosko. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first, with Rickard covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Valentine moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Orsino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Perry now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Hamlin moves to third. It's 4-0, Senators. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Als fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert juggles the ball. That's an error on Rickert. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Jim Perry. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Zoilo Vare Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Als is 0 for 2 in the game. Vare Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Rollins moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Rollins tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Senators. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Boswell now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Senators. Casey Cox now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-2 in the game. Allison strikes out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-2 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Locke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-2 in the game. Camilli bunts towards the mound. Boswell fields it and throws to first for the out. Locke moves to second. One out. Casey Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Allison throws the ball into Killebrew, who tags Valentine trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Locke scores. It's 5-3, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Mike Brumley now catching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher pinch hits for Dave Boswell. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Allen moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Cesar Tovar. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing center field. Al Worthington now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing left field. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 3 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.